Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
The liberal globalist order is at its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
And if there's one man who is going to take this state of New Jersey to the next level, to show New York across the street, Mom Downey's New York City, how it's actually done in the United States of America, and that this man, your next governor, Jack Chittering. If you want to restore merit in this state, back Jack. If you want to bring down costs in this state,
hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steven. In today's video, we are going to take a deep dive in one of the most critical races of 2025, and that's the New Jersey gubernatorial election. I know a lot of you are watching this race very closely. It should have been a slam dunk for the Democrats. I mean, that's certainly what they were assuming over the last several months or years. And yet here we are with just weeks to go before Election Day. And the Republican, Jack Chittorelli, is absolutely crushing it. The race is neck and neck. And our guest today is, as he always is, on the front lines to flip, in this case, the Garden State red for the first time in decades. Joining me is our good friend Cliff Maloney, CEO of Citizens Alliance and founder of the legendary Pennsylvania Chase that helped deliver Pennsylvania for Donald Trump on that glorious evening of 2024. And now he's got New Jersey in his sights, and he's going to show you how you can be a part of once again making history. So, Cliff, welcome back, my friend. Great to see you again, as always.
Appreciate you guys having me. Love the Turley Nation. I love to be here.
Well, we love you, man. So let's dive right in. You've made a very bold prediction that New Jersey is indeed winnable for Republicans. I think we had you on just a couple of weeks back, and we're talking about your personal relationship with Charlie. And you think Jersey can be, we can flip it red. What are you seeing on the ground that's giving you that kind of confidence?
Yeah, well, Steve, you know, obviously Charlie's passing was kind of the reason that I'm going public now about this. We were going to kind of double down on Pennsylvania, which we've done. We're running the PHAs this year. But, you know, once the assassination happened, I realized we need a fight. Yeah. And we've been on the ground in Jersey since August 4th. So we have 105 individuals on the ground. Cool. We've pledged to knock 500,000 doors for Jack Chittorelli by chasing ballots across the state. We've knocked over 300,000. So we've got, you know, a little less than 3 weeks left before Election Day, but we're on track. But the numbers in New Jersey are very eerily similar to those in Pennsylvania. And if you compare the 2021 race in New Jersey for governor to the Pennsylvania presidential of 2020, they're also very similar. And so what does that tell us? Jack Chittorelli is going to win Election Day handedly. But Jack Chittorelli lost vote by mail it was a huge gap of vote by mail in 2021. And so there's no secret to the playbook here. We have to make Jack at least compete 5 to 10 points better in vote by mail and then still have turnout on Election Day. We do that, Jack Chittorelli becomes governor of New Jersey.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's absolutely, and you and I are, well, I'm in Delaware, but we're Pennsylvania, we're Philly regional fellows. And so, yeah, I've been watching Jersey forever now. My father grew up in Jersey. It just seems so ripe for the taking. You know, it's working class, Latino, Gen Z, the very coalition that's just been amassing for Trump. Trump came within just over 5 points of taking Jersey. If I recall, 100%, isn't it 100% of Jersey County shifted red in 2024? Am I right on that?
It's either all of them or all but one, but I'm pretty sure it was all of them in Jersey. In PA, it was all but one.
Yeah, all but one.
Delaware County, don't bring it up. It's a sore subject for me.
That's right. Hey, dude, I am in the real Delaware. We didn't help out at all here, but we've been crushing it with voter registration. If I recall, there's like 220,000 more Republicans in New Jersey than there were in 2021, when Jack came within 3 points of taking out an incumbent, Phil Murphy. So can you tease out what all of that means for the next few weeks here?
Yeah. So first, let's start with this. Polling is tightening in a good way for Jack. And a lot of this is honestly because of Mike Sherrill. Okay. Jack's run for governor before. Most people in the state know who he is.
Yeah.
But Mike Sherrill, she's like Kamala Harris. The more people get to know her, the more people that hear her policy positions and see how she's just not authentic, the more votes she loses. Right. So a lot of these moderate Dems or independents that are like, I'm not going to vote for a Republican, and they're going to vote Democrat. Well, now they're looking at the name and they're like, I don't know if I like that deal either. So she's got plenty of baggage. The big scandal with her not being invited to her Navy graduation.
Right.
She's
insider trading.
I mean, tripled her net worth. Right.
Yeah.
And then you take Jack. Done a couple events with him now. We were just out at Wildwood for a big event with Jack Posobiec and Scott Pressler. And I tell people, Jack is decent. He interacts well. He's a likable guy. And I think 2024, we all learn with Harris versus Trump, because of the current access to individuals and media, people are dying for authenticity.
Yes.
Like they want something real. And so not only are polls closing, not only is the registration moving in the correct direction, not only are we doing better right now at mail-in ballot requests than they were 4 years ago, but everything's kind of moving with some momentum. So I'd much rather be Jack right now than her, but that doesn't mean he's winning. I have to be clear about this. We have to work harder. We have to do what we do. We have to execute, but we're at least moving in the correct direction, which gets me excited.
Yes, right. At least we're up above and beyond the I think even both 2024 and 2021 mail-in ballot numbers, as I understand it, percentages.
So let me give credit to the Pennsylvania Secretary of State, who I never give credit to. PA, you can look at data that is per day from 4 years ago, from 2 years ago on requests.
Right.
New Jersey, it's kind of interesting, but like they don't give out as much information. So what we have is we know how many requests were made by party in the 2021 all elections, since COVID. We know the returns by party, but you don't know like even how somebody votes, the method. In Pennsylvania, they do a really good job at giving you cross tabs. So I knew in 24, I could look at how many vote by mail ballots came back for Joe Biden versus Trump. New Jersey is a little tougher, but what our numbers show is this. Jack got roughly 22 to 23% of the mail-in against Murphy in 2021. Doesn't that sound familiar?
Yep.
That's where Trump was against Biden in 2020 in PA. And so our math is, if we can bump it 8 to 10 points.
Yeah, 30%. I remember that for PA. Yep.
Yeah. If we can get there, I said 30% on your show plenty of times was probably a win. I said 33% was a guaranteed win. And I think those numbers are going to hold pretty true. Now, to warn everybody, we still have to turn out on election day. And I'm not saying I don't get any credit, for that. But obviously, our focus is the vote by mail. And the one really, really good positive for Republicans in Jersey, we have early voting. We don't have early voting in Pennsylvania. We have vote by mail and election day. Jack competes. I mean, it's pretty much 50-50 on early voting. And so there's going to be different methods here. But what I want to be held accountable to is when we go into election day, whether it's vote by mail or early voting, because we're going to encourage early voting at the door as well, but we need to rack up enough votes so that when we get to election day, the delta, there's enough room where it's close enough that we can make up the difference.
Yeah, you crushed the firewall. That's what we didn't do in 2021. We didn't do it in 2020. And you made all the difference with that in 2024 in Pennsylvania, where you basically neutralized the firewall that, well, it got Fetterman in 2022 as well. Oz couldn't, he couldn't overcome that massive, what was it, 800,000 vote lead. It was just impossible. And you could have all, I mean, yeah, it just, that's the brilliance of your strategy. What do you do, you know, so you're doing 500,000 door knockings here. What's, when you have your canvassers knock on doors, what's the specific message that they're delivering? How do they tailor that message for, you know, just different types of voters? You might have Republicans who just need motivation, the low prop voter, independents who are kind of on the fence, maybe even some disaffected Democrats are looking at this Mikey gal and going, who the heck, I don't want Kamala 2.0. How do you tailor your message to the different voters?
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Yeah, and so just so everyone out there knows, Citizens Alliance is doing 500,000 doors in New Jersey for the New Jersey Chase program, and we're doing 500,000 doors in Pennsylvania as a continuation of the PA Chase, and we're going to keep doing that every year. You know, we will increase in the bigger years, but it's all about permanent infrastructure. The script, Steve, to your question on what we're saying at the door. Pennsylvania and New Jersey, you know, New Jersey, one of the biggest issues is the cost of energy, electric bills. It really is something that has just skyrocketed under Democrat leadership. And so that's become a huge motivator at the door. But let me remind everybody, I'm not talking to swing voters. I'm not talking to these people that are moderate Dems that maybe agree with us on the Second Amendment. There are enough Republicans in New Jersey that if we go out there, obviously phase one, we're going, getting them to request a mail-in ballot. They're low props. They're not likely to vote. But if we get them to request it,
yes,
and a ballot gets sent to their house, 7 out of 10 of those people are now going to vote. And they weren't likely to vote until that moment.
Wow. Wow.
Then phase two, which is what we're in now in most counties in Jersey. Once ballots go out, we are then only going to the door of every registered Republican that has not returned their mail-in ballot. And it's a simple conversation. Dr. Steve, I'm Cliff with New Jersey Chase. I know you got a ballot sitting in there on your dining room table. I know you're a Trump Republican. We got to get you to fill out your ballot and send it back. That's it. Now, obviously, you know, there's some some finesse and you build a relationship at the door, but that same door knocker will go back and chase the ballot of the same voter every 7 to 10 days. And that's the power of relationship. And eventually the person will say, how do I get you to stop coming to my house? Vote. If you vote, you're off the list.
We don't, you'll never see me again. I probably, well, in 4 years, you'll see, or 2 years. That's right.
So that's kind of the basics. And look, my big ask to everyone out there, you know, we've got about 400 of the 500,000 doors are funded, but I'm spending the next 2 weeks just grinding on the road, you know, to raise it. If folks want to give, it's njchase.org. njchase.org. And it's $175 to cover an entire day of ballot chasing. As I've said on the show before, that goes 100% to their pay, their housing, and their gas cards. And look, I got to tell you, Steve, your audience was one of the main drivers for us raising the funds to sponsor Ballot Chasers and WinPA. And I have a funny feeling that a lot of folks are going to step up. And if we flip New Jersey, which nobody thought was possible a year ago, we're going to have this audience to thank for that.
Yeah, that. Thank you for mentioning it, because a lot of people don't know that who are watching. But you guys out there, every time I get together with Cliff, he always talks about that. He's like, look, I do Bannon and I do your show, and you guys are just over-deliver here. So let's do that again for Flipping Jersey, for Cliff's New Jersey Chase now, just like the Pennsylvania Chase. So we got the link down below, so you can donate to New Jersey Chase to help flip Jersey. Are you also taking some applications for people to help knock doors?
Sure. If folks want to, they can apply. And anybody always, I say, look me up on X at Maloney if you want to reach me directly. But yeah, Steve, I need three things. That's all I ever need. I need candidates to support that are pro-America, America First Patriots. I need money to fund the operations. And then I need door knockers, right? Yeah. So you might laugh, but typically candidates are the hardest thing to find, depending on where we are. I always tell people, if you can step up and run, great. If you can come out and door knock, great. And if you can't, sponsor a door knocker. $175 is an entire day.
Isn't that awesome? That's it, gang. $175. You sponsored a day of door knocking for one of the door knockers. I mean, again, we flipped Pennsylvania doing this. We can flip New Jersey as well. So make sure to click on that link below right now. Before you forget, do it now and make sure you give some support to New Jersey Chase. Lastly, what do you think about the implications of this race, particularly in Jersey, but also in Pennsylvania as well with the Supreme Court justices? What do you think the implications are for the 2026 midterms?
I think it's going to be a battle in 2026. I think right now, though, we're learning. Like, people ask me, what are you guys doing in Pennsylvania? Are you doing the retention races? Well, look, yes, at every door we knock on, we're telling them to vote no on the Supreme Court, Democrat justices. And by the way, expectations on that, we're going all in. That's a tough one. It's only happened one time in the history of Pennsylvania where a judge wasn't retained. Party's not on the ballot. So I'm not trying to lower expectations, but I always like to be transparent with any Patriots out there so that they're not thinking, oh, we're going to win by 30 points and then we lose by 10 points. And people are like, what happened? It's going to be very tough. A lot of Republicans, unfortunately, they won't know they're Democrats and they'll vote to retain them. Mm-hmm. It's just how it works there's no party on the ballot. So the big thing though, Steve, that I think your audience will understand is this year, we are very focused on congressional districts 7, 8, and 10 in Pennsylvania. Now, an audience member might say, well, why would you do that in an off year? They're not on the ballot. Because that's what the Democrats are doing. You are developing habit in the top three swing districts. These are top three out of like the top 10. They're all in it nationally. And three of them are in Pennsylvania. They all were won by us by less than 5,000 votes out of hundreds of thousands of votes cast. If I add 1,500 or even 2,000 people that are low prop that don't vote, but they vote this year, they are absolutely going to vote next year because they're developing the habit of requesting the mail-in ballot, sending it back. They're doing it each year. Oh, this is normal. It normalizes the experience for them. And so we've got tons of local races. We're trying to elect 1,000 judge of elections. We've got a lot of cool things happening this year, but it's about building permanent infrastructure. So when we get into the midterms next year, we're not behind the eight ball and Shapiro's just kind of walking all over us.
Yeah. And we all know you love Josh Shapiro.
One of the best.
That's for sure. The good news is, I don't know if you've seen, I know you have, but the polling for for 2028. The guy barely draws a 1% or 2%. I think Kamala was getting more support back in 2020 than he's getting. He's just, the Democrat Party is so insane right now, they wouldn't even think about nominating somebody like that. And they got Grease Monkey Newsom anyway to take his place. But we'll see. We'll see for a VP slot. All right, so we got two elections going on. Click on the link below to support Cliff in any way that you so choose. Cliff, if you had to prioritize at all, are we doing Jersey as your kind of the number one priority, and then Pennsylvania? Are you looking at them equally?
Yeah, so, I mean, we've still got money to raise in both states. If folks want to give to Pennsylvania, PAChase.com, as always. But the reality is, Steve, New Jersey, you know, PA, a lot of the donors stepped up early because, you know, we've got credibility in PA.
Exactly,
breaking through to Jersey. We're almost to where we need to be. I got a couple $100,000 left to raise. And this is my pledge. I am going to raise it. I'm not going to leave the road until November 5th, you know, after the election on the 4th. But anybody that donates saves me some time in the car. I can focus. I can get out and knock more doors. New Jersey or Pennsylvania, the chase continues.
Yeah, the chase continues. And gang, we've talked about this in video after video after video. Jersey is the next to fall. Pennsylvania is going red, and Jersey is the next Pennsylvania. Then we'll talk about New York eventually at that point as well. But what an amazing thing it would be to finally flip Jersey. I mean, really MAGA territory. It'll be absolutely amazing. Cliff, you are absolutely amazing. We got the links down below. We'll all make sure to be helping you out and supporting you so that we can make history again, just like we did back on November the 5th. So thanks so much for everything you're doing. I love Pennsylvania Chase. I love New Jersey Chase. It really, dude, you are saving this republic. It's absolutely incredible stuff.
Well, Dr. Steve, I appreciate you. And like I said, the audience here, I'm not blowing smoke. You know, when we came on the show and we were struggling in PA to raise money, and it just, I mean, we probably had maybe even 1,000 Turley Talks listeners, unique donors that stepped up, whether it was $5, some were given $5,000.
Yes.
I just really appreciate you have diehard true believers that understand the principles. They understand real work, not all the noise. I'm very appreciative. So thanks again for having me on.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you have your family here. You're always, always invited, always an open invitation. Cliff Maloney of Pennsylvania Chase and New Jersey Chase. Click on those links right now. Let's get this done, gang, and let's flip New Jersey red. God bless, Cliff. Love you, man.
Take care.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to policygenius.com. That's policygenius.com.